I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The persecution of Christians at the hands of India's Hindu nationalists is at its highest level in 7 decades. However, Bibles for the World's John Podaides says that could be changing with a national election in the works this spring. Now, the BJP, the ruling party, appears to be losing its grip on power. A stinging defeat in December's regional polls cost them 3 states. Plus,
for the first time, they were polled as not having a clear majority in the parliament, in the opinion polls, and this has continued to slip in the month of January.
Prayer plays a huge role in the weeks ahead.
We just need prayer for those Christian workers, that they can be strong in their faith and that they can stand up for their rights, constitutional rights in India, and be a voice for the gospel throughout all of this.
And with very little curriculum to help them serve refugee Muslim children, Horizons International decided to produce their own lessons on creation, and it's working. Kids are memorizing Bible songs and scripture verses and going home and sharing what they've learned with their families. Horizons' Pierre Hosni tells us.
So the refugee parents will hear all these songs and these Bible verses that their kids, and a lot of the parents are just saying, wow, there's a light in our kids that's different than what we've been experiencing in this kind of dark, depressing time in our lives since we lost our homes in Syria or whatever. And it's just bringing that light of the Bible into the families by way of the kids experiencing it in many different ways.
More details on both these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, with listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.